USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Mauricio reporting. The Justice Department says classified documents were likely concealed and removed from a storage room in former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home, with likely efforts to obstruct its investigation into Trump's possession of dozens of boxes of government papers. The Tuesday night filing says the FBI also found classified documents stashed in Trump's office and challenges Trump's request for a special master to review the documents. A reporter asked Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell about the Justice Department filing Wednesday in Frankfort, Kentucky.
I don't have any observations about that.
World leaders are reacting to the death of former Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev. He was the last leader of the former Soviet Union and died Tuesday at age 91. President Biden praised Gorbachev and said he helped create a safer world and greater freedom for millions. Current Russian President Vladimir Putin released a statement expressing his condolences. This is USA Radio News.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief hotline now. Call 800-950-0099. 800-950-0099. That's 800-950-0099.
Floods in Jackson, Mississippi have forced one of the city's water treatment plants offline. Residents now have to wait in line for bottles of water. Social justice organizer Danielle Holmes says the water problems in the town are longstanding.
I honestly don't even want to bathe my baby in Jackson's water. We need help. We need federal oversight. We need something to happen because for it to be going on for years, and the governor not caring, the mayor hiring incompetent people to run the water treatment plant.
For a month preceding the flood, residents were being urged to boil water before using it. Officials were concerned it could cause digestive problems. Californians are bracing for a record-setting heat wave over the next few days. Weather officials say they expect temps to climb into lower 100s into Thursday. Several counties are under excessive heat warnings, including Los Angeles, where temperatures are expected to reach up to 115 degrees. This is USA Radio News.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.
President Joe Biden condemned violent threats against FBI agents who searched Trump's home as sickening as he called for more police funding and an assault weapons ban in Pennsylvania. Biden's public approval rating fell modestly this week, a poor sign for the Democratic Party's hopes in the November 8 midterm elections, according to a Reuters Ipsos opinion poll. Taiwan said it would exercise its right to self-defense and counterattack if Chinese armed forces entered its territory as Beijing increased military activities near the Democratic Island. China said that a condition for the resumption of bilateral climate talks with the United States was Washington dispelling the negative influence left by House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan earlier this month. The Senate race in Georgia is hotter than the local temps.
Claiming $50 million of negative advertising aimed against him, the Senate race in Georgia is in full swing. Republican challenger Herschel Walker on Newsmax.
And I want the people to know that that was a big contrast between he and myself. You know, I believe men should not be in women's sports. And I do know a man can't get pregnant, but I also know that we do have to have peace through strength, that we got to support our military, that we got to support our men and women in blue. And he called them names, so I think people are sick of that.
Republican Herschel Walker is facing Democrat Raphael Warnock in November's midterm election for Georgia Senator. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.